Two key legislative committees in Connecticut have approved a $46 billion two-year budget plan proposed by Democratic lawmakers. WSHU's Evan Odama reports that Democratic Governor Ned Lamont and Republicans don't agree with some parts of it.
The plan would spend more money on social service nonprofits, local health clinics and school districts, and workforce development than had been proposed by Lamont. It's paid for with some new taxes, including a 2% surcharge on capital gains. Representative Tony Walker is co-chair of the Appropriations Committee that approved the plan. She says it's an attempt to address economic equity issues that came to light because of the pandemic.
When we looked at the number of people that were unemployed, and we looked at the number of people that weren't in school, the number of people that were losing homes, it became very clear that we were at a very, very critical cliff.
Lamont does not see a need for new taxes.
I think we have a pretty good budget out there that holds, makes commitments to people, makes commitments to workforce without raising taxes.
Senate Republican Minority Leader Kevin Kelly says the capital gains surcharge would be a burden on middle-class families who pass their homes on to their children.
That's kind of what the middle class depends on, and is it's going to go right after their wallet.
The state's final budget package will now be negotiated over the next 6 weeks. It has to be approved by both chambers of the legislature and the governor. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.